Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back and so happy to be back. And our guest for the whole hour is Paula A. Marshall. She's the CEO of Bama Companies, an international innovator of bakery products. Paula's the author of 5 books, including Sweetest Pie, Tough as Nails, Finding the Soul, S-O-U-L, of Big Business, and The Executive Entrepreneur. And this company started on her grandmother's kitchen table in 1927, and they just had their 80th celebration, and she took the helm of the company, and they make all of the apple pies and fast food desserts and many of the bakery products for McDonald's and other fast food chains like Walmart. And they've been a client with McDonald's for 60 years. So that really tells you something. Welcome back, Paula.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about this 80th celebration. And then you also had a fun day, too. You had a Bama fun day. So tell us about all that.
Yes. Well, we're celebrating our 80th year in business this year. It's not often that, you know, private family businesses last that long before they sell to some, you know, big organization. And we're just very proud of our heritage and very proud of my grandparents, my parents, and I'm proud that my children are now entering the business and working and seeking to understand what's this company all about and why has mom spent her whole life there. She's missed a lot of our soccer games and, you know, our birthday parties because she was working. And so now they're all starting to understand, you know, how important the legacy is and how hard it is to maintain and how it's really great if you can, you know, if you can just keep this thing going. It's quite a, you know, a difficult thing to plan, and everyone needs to be in on it. But it's very, very fulfilling and very worthwhile. And my kids just love it. I mean, they love hanging around the company, and they love seeing people now that they're older. They really do understand, you know, how important it is to keep our company going and thriving, and that they're all going to be a part of it too.
Isn't that wonderful? Wow. Family. So tell us about the fun day and about the celebration. I know you went to the Tulsa Zoo, and then you have employees, or I should say team members and their family members, at a picnic. Tell us about the whole event.
Well, it's quite amazing to me when we get out there and I realize how many of our folks don't have the extra money to even take their kids to the zoo. And it's a big deal. Our zoo in Tulsa may not sound like a lot, but it's a very nice facility. It's had a lot of benefactors. There's a lot of people in Tulsa that go to Africa that you know, are involved in certain aspects of Africa and not only just big game hunting and things like that, but just, you know, preservation. And there's a lot of churches in Tulsa and the Deuce, you know, work in Africa. I personally have a school that I sponsor in Ghana, Africa. And so, you know, it's a big thing to go out there and look at all the animals. And then we have a rainforest and we have a whole educational event around the Arctic, you know, area and what's happening with the warming of the seas and all that kind of stuff. And so I walk around and I'm talking to people and they're, you know, they've got their whole family. They've got their grandparents. They've got so many people there and they've never been to the zoo before. Mm. And so, you know, I just look forward to these opportunities where we can go out there and let everyone have a day when it's just Bama Day and they get in for free and they can take as many people as they want. And we have a cookout and we have, you know, we have food. And this year we had a big cake that we cut and my kids were there and we gave out the cake, you know, for the team members to come in and get, you know, have some of the 80th birthday cake and stuff like that. So it was quite a great day and quite fun. And we're also going to be celebrating the opening of our hotcake line with our team members and with some of the city officials and different people on July 24th. And we'll be able to, you know, have another whole celebration with the city of Tulsa and with the state of Oklahoma. The governor's going to be here and the mayor and everyone. So, you know, they're giving us a lot of publicity because, you know, everyone in Oklahoma here knows that it's not often that a family business makes it 80 years. And so it's a big celebration, a lot of media interest. And so we'll have a big, you know, pretty big public party here on the 24th of July. So
how exciting. Do you have any, who is the person, the longest reigning person there, you know, who might have known your parents? Do you have someone who's been there 40, 50 years?
There's well, of course, you know, Shirley, my assistant, who had to take some medical leave. She's been working at Bama for 42 years.
Wow.
There's another woman that's been working in the plant that works in our community office with our volunteers and stuff. She's been there 40 years.
Hmm.
So it's, you know, we've got probably 10 or 12 people that have been there 35 years.
Hmm.
We've probably got another, you know, 15 people that have been there 30 years. Every year we have a dinner honoring the folks that have been at Bama 20 years or longer.
Hmm.
And we have a big dinner and we do a celebration and we, you know, get a lot of nice gifts and things like that. And there's about 110 people at that banquet.
Mm.
So if that gives you any idea, we've got about 1,000 people in Tulsa that work at Bama, and there's 110 that get there 20 years or more. So it's kind of a big deal, but it's also amazing that there's, you know, 120 or 130 people that have worked at our company for over 20 years.
Mm. And, you know, I mean, the way you describe it, it's like family. It really is, the way you talk about it.
Yeah, that's how we approach it. That's how all of our people systems policies, that's how all of our, you know, all of our systems work. You know, we honor and we reward and we respect, you know, longevity. And we know those people are the backbone of the company, and those are the ones that help us the most.
Mm.
And we reach out and take care of them. We're not about firing the people that have been there the longest. That's just not part of our philosophy.
Yeah.
We want the longevity. Mm-hmm. We want people to come and stay. We feel like it helps us.
Absolutely. Don't you also have an exercise facility or a recreational center that you have for your team members?
Yeah, we have all of our facilities have fitness centers in them.
Mm.
And we're just now launching. It's a brand new program that we're hiring a couple of nutrition people, and the goal is going to be get everyone in the company on to better eating. And it's actually a very personalized approach where we reach out to everybody with a lot of training and classes. Because we believe the new wave of fitness is going to be the diet, and we think you know people oftentimes use working out as a way of actually being able to eat worse.
Mm.
I know I'm a victim of that myself. I'm guilty because I've always ran and played tennis and done things, and because of my travel schedule, I can't get out and do as much as I used to, and so I've been, you know, having a little issues with my weight. And I realized when I went through this program that we're launching in the whole company that my nutrition, I used, you know, exercise as an excuse for eating bad.
Mm.
And it can't really, when you get a little older, it can't overcome the sedentary lifestyle. You've just got to really reset your eating patterns and your eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
So this program is based around the book written by, Dr. Gundry. He's a doctor out of the Mayo Clinic, and it's about eating a regular breakfast, staying away from carbohydrates, and then two times a day you just eat salad and some oily fish or chicken, and you don't really, you know, you really don't overeat. You really just, you know, after you eat breakfast, you just eat salad the rest of the day. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, the weight comes back into line because you're not putting so much food into your body.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, I've been losing some weight on this diet, and we're going to, like I said, we're going to roll this program out to everyone in the company, and we're going to, you know, ensure that people know what they should buy, what kind of groceries they should buy to have in their house, You know, it's not as expensive as you think to buy lettuce and produce and eat right. It actually is less expensive if you count the fact that you can get off of a lot of medications and the fact that you can literally manage your health by what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to explore that with you in the coming months to see, you know, how good, how much we can help people, you know, lose some weight by what they buy and what they put in their homes.
And you know what I have found too, Paula, is that when you start eating well, when you and you eat well for a while, when you go back and try to eat badly, you don't feel well. So it almost it regulates you. You have to do it long enough, though, so that it's in your system. And then
Dr. Gundry talks about the first week, and then the second week you start getting into the plateau of once you start dropping a few pounds, then you get into the plateau of you know, just dropping regularly more, you know, maybe a pound or two a week. But it's, you know, it's based on the fact that our bodies aren't meant to really process a lot of the amounts of calories that we consume. Most everybody could get rid of about half of what they eat.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I was in a restaurant. We're in Rhode Island, but I was in a restaurant recently, and I go out to eat fairly often. And honestly, this portion on the plate was for three people. And even the person next to me said, I make this for the three of us. And it's just, you know, it's a lot. And I think that, you know, that's something that I think restaurants could look at as well.
I agree with you. I do. And I talk to my customers all the time, and we talk about this concept of you know, eat half of it, put it away, take it home, you know, whatever it is. You got to quit thinking I've got to clean my plate every single time I sit down, especially when you go out to eat so much. You know, that's where a lot of the problems come in. But if you go out and you order a salad and you have some chicken on it, or you have salmon or some tuna or whatever else, it's really it's not that you're not satisfied. It's you are satisfied, but you're consuming so much less.
Yeah.
But you're eating because you're teaching your mind to, you know, that eating lettuce and eating that, you know, the leafy vegetables is filling. It's just you have to, you know, combine it with the right other foods.
Well, and I think the reward of that, you know, after you get over the fact that you're not eating sugar and candy, and the reward of that is the energy that you have. I mean, you start to have a lot of energy, and then that propels you. So once you can get over, I think, that hurdle, you know, of the first month or so, and you get it into your system and you start feeling better, then I think everything changes because you don't want to feel the way you felt before.
No, that's exactly right. It is exactly right. I'm 100% convinced that the next, you know, 10 years or so with the aging population, you know, of the United States, it's going to be about re-educating us about how to eat. And I think we're all going to have to eat a lot less.
Yeah. And also downsizing as we get older. You know, there's going to be less consumption, you know?
Yeah.
So
I
think all of that plays in. Yeah. Now, we're going to take a break in a minute. So, Paul, if people want to know more about Bama Companies, or certainly I know you're a manufacturer, but they certainly can find the products at McDonald's and Walmart and other places as well. But if they want to read about the history of Bama, or they want to read, and you have a wonderful video on your website that I just love that really tells the history, where would they go? Bama.com?
Yes. One of the things that my new assistant Matt has been working on is our web presence and our Google presence. And so you can either type in www.bama.com, which we don't want you to have to do. We want you to just go to your search bar and type in Bama and have Bama come up. And so I don't know exactly where he is in that process, but, you know, you can go to our website just with www. And get there. You can Google us. There's lots of articles about us. There's lots of news stories and things about us on the internet. So,
and also, if they want to find out more about you and your work and your books, you have a Facebook page.
Yes. I have a Paula A. Marshall Facebook page.
So just Paula A. Marshall on Facebook. All right, and then probably Bama has a Facebook page too.
We do. The Bama Companies.
Okay. All right. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up the hour with Paula A. Marshall. She is the CEO of Bama Companies, an international innovator of bakery products. She's the author of 5 books, including Sweetest Pie, Tough as Nails, then Finding the Soul, S-O-U-L, of Big Business, and The Executive Entrepreneur. And we're going to talk more about Finding the Soul, S-O-U-L, of Big Business, in our final segment with Paula for today. And you are listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. And this hour is brought to you by Paula A. Marshall and Bama Companies. And we're right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
Now, more of The Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. Right here, we are right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. And my guest for the whole hour is Paula A. Marshall, and she is the CEO of Bama Companies, an international innovator of bakery products. And you can go on to Bama.com and find out more about the amazing things that this company is doing. 80 years old, a family business, and she took the helm. And you can also go to Facebook and look up Paula A. Marshall. So that's terrific. So Paula, in the last few minutes we have, I want to talk a little bit about your book, Finding the Soul, S-O-U-L, of Big Business, because your company to me is the epitome of that. I mean, to me, it should be in Forbes as one of the top 100 companies to work for, really, because your people are very happy. And often at holiday times, you send me letters from your team members that talk about how much they love working there. And this is not the norm. It should be. It would be wonderful if it was. But so I'd like you to talk about that whole concept of finding the S-O-U-L, soul of big business, because you've done it in your company. So tell us about that. And what are the key points there?
Well, I can say that you know, we try to do it. I don't know that we always are successful every single day, that every person would say that, you know, that Bama truly helped make them successful. But I think most of them, you know, do. And if there's a situation that isn't, you know, we investigate. We have a whole process through our human resources that we, you know, we try to dig in and seek to understand every situation where everyone's having a problem. And it's not just all talk. And I think that's part of what I learned from my mentor, Dr. W. Edward Deming, who taught me about his system of what he called profound knowledge, which is a system of, you know, seeking to understand processes before you start blaming people. And so there's a whole lot of stuff behind that. That's a very complicated subject that you and I have talked about a lot. But to build the systems in to allow people to work at their best and to be happy and joyful, you know, when they come to the office is very it's difficult. It takes a lot of management will and management fine tuning, because we always want to look for the person to blame when something happens, and I think that's human nature. Mm-hmm. But in the Deming system, we look for the process points and where did the process break down. So rather than spending all of our time blaming someone and people being afraid and then hiding the mistake because they're afraid of getting fired, I don't have to spend that many hours in a week when something goes wrong looking for people to fire. We literally take every situation and go to the root cause and what try to find out what in the world is happening.
Well, and it's interesting. I recently did a training for a company, and I was amazed at, you know, how much, and these were employees, and, you know, they worked for this special company, but they weren't heard. And, you know, even when we did the training about productivity or about having a productive workplace, I even wanted to be able to share the comments as an outsider to management, and I wasn't heard. And so it was almost like lip service was done. You know, lip service was done, the training was done, but people weren't heard, and you could feel the tension. It was, I felt badly because they just, you know, and they said to me, you know, I'm not going to say anything because nobody's going to listen.
Yeah, and that is quite prevalent in the United States in our workforce. I think it's prevalent globally, but I think it's really concerning here because we kind of lead the world charge for, you know, manufactured goods and for productivity and for, you know, products and consumer products that people want to buy. And I just read a study by an institute that studies, it's one of the big research companies, and they do an annual study on worker engagement. And it was really, it's only like 32% of Americans are engaged in the work that they do.
Yes.
Isn't that frightening?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it,
like, it's a very big, complicated problem that I think goes back to, unfortunately, the greed of people at the top of these companies and the fear that resides in the companies to tell somebody when something goes wrong. So, therefore, when something does go wrong, management goes out on the hunt to look for who did it. And they spend lots and lots of time, unproductive time, I might add, because there's always a way of skirting and pushing off the blame to every other group that works
well,
in the company.
And you know what, Paula, think about it with your company. I mean, if your employees, think about the productivity you have now and think about what would it be if they were all very disgruntled and unhappy. You would not have the same productivity.
Right. Right, because they wouldn't work together because they would get in little groups and try to compete with each other and go against each other. And that's a lot of the other part of the problem. When I say that there's greed, it's greed that we place these bonus systems and these personal pots of money out there for people to try to achieve, which really management is just playing around with that. They're not, the intention is not to ever really pay people all of that money. Usually it's to give a one or two people that they think are jumping around the highest all the money. What we do in our company, which everyone always likes, looks at me and like, wow, how do you do that? And I go, we just do it because our success sharing is not a bonus. It's a sharing of the profits that goes to every person that's eligible in the company. And that's if you've worked at Bama 1 year or more, we distribute every year a percentage of the profits, and we cut it equally between all people.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So the vice president's getting the same thing as the person that washes down the plant. Those are the things that people do understand. Yeah. Like that speaks way louder.
All right, you're gonna come back in a couple of months. We're gonna talk more about this, Paula. It's been wonderful to stay on the line for a minute. It's been wonderful to have you on. Paula A. Marshall, CEO of Bama Companies and international innovator of bakery products. Go on to Bama.com or Facebook, Paula A. Marshall, if you want to know more about her books and the company, Bama.com. Thanks so much, Paula, and I know we'll be back with you soon. Stay tuned. You're going to have a whole hour with Patricia Raskin and Tony Jones talking about podcasting. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. We'll be right back.